Good morning, Chaf Ches Koach Shvat, the 13th of February. We are holding in Shoftim Perek Yud Ches, but we have to go back to Pasuk Yud Zayin because we missed something that Philip actually mentioned, but we have to do it the proper kavod. It says, Pasuk Yizayim, Vayomer aleihem imenu tiru, v'chein ta'asu. V'hinei anochi ba, b'kseh amachane v'hoye kasher esa kein ta'asun. Okay, so Philip pointed this out to us, but on this week's Parsha, it says, k'chol asher ani mare oscha, Hashem says to Moshe, K'chol asher ani mara oscha es tavnis ha-mishkan ves tavnis kol keilav v'chein ta'asu. Same lashon, v'chein ta'asu. How often does that lashon come up in Tanakh? So Baal Turim says twice.
Twice.
Once by the mishkan and once here. Two times. V'chein ta'asu, the Baal Turim says, beis hacha v'idach v'chein ta'asu the gidim. That's the Baal Turim on Shemos. This week's parsha is Truma. V'idach v'chein ta'asu the gidim. Sheschus elu akelim amad legidon. And the Baal Turim says that the schus of the Mishkan and the kelim is what stood up for gidon. V'chein kol ma'aseh the gidon hayu keneged avodas hamikdash v'kelav. All the things that Gidon is doing in this milchama has to do with the Mishkan and the Kalev. Nasan halapidim bekadim. He puts the torches in the kadim. Why he put it in the kadim? So the Baal Turim says, lahaskir schus elu akelim, to remember the schus of the kelim. That's why he put him in the kadim. Uberosha shmura hatichona lahaskir schus avodas hamikdash she'az hayutarmim. Also, they did it in the beginning of, it's going to be in Pasuk Yutes, Barosh HaShemur HaTichona. Why? Because that's when they did the Avodah in the Mikdash. Shaz HaYu Tarmen Es HaMizbech VaYu Avodah Rishona SheYu Osim Bohem B'chol Yom. Since the first Avodah in the Mishkan was in the Rosh HaShemur HaTichona, so that's also why Gidon went to fight the war. So Gidon, in this war, he's being Ma'orer, the Schus of the Mishkan and the Kalev. Apazek having given the schusu shel Yisrael, ki basias haMishkan vashras haShchina shebo nigle lecho yoshvei sevel she Yisrael bilvad heim bonim lamakom. The Mishkan, this week's parasha Eliezer. The Mishkan shows that we are the children of Hashem. Only Klal Yisrael is the children of Hashem. Hashem rests in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, to show that we are Banim Lamakom, we are the children of Hashem. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechuber Im Yisrael, and Hashem is attached to Am Yisrael. V'HaKarbonos V'Seder HaAvoda Morim Al Shalom, and the Karbonos bring and teach Shalom, peace. K'mo Shomer HaKarbonos Einam Ela Shalom U'mi Shekibel Es HaTorah Hu Makriv Karbonos. Whoever accepts the Torah, he's the one to bring the Karbanos, he's the one to bring peace in the world. Shenemar, Hashem oz lamo yitein, Hashem yivarech es amo bashalom. V'gam Karbanos hatzibor morim al achdus Yisrael. And the Karbanos that we bring, show achdus, k'mo shomer al hakosev, es karbani lachmi li'ishai, tishmur v'chulushi u'kulam bayim mitshumas halishcha. Also from this week's parasha, right? We all donate, everyone donates, all of Klal Yisrael donates in order to bring the Karbanos. The Karbanos are coming from all of Klal Yisrael. Right, Tishmeru, he says, is Lashon Rabim. Lachmi Lishai Tishmeru, that's Lashon Rabim, because it's all of Klal Yisrael. Nimsa, Shatamid Merameis Al Achdus V'his Halalus Atzibor, that the carbon, especially carbon tamid, brings out the actors of Klai. So v'gam harei carbonus kishurim im haTorah, and we know everyone else was saying that this whole mice of Gidon was commemorating or being ma'orer Har Sinai. So he says the Mishkan is also, and the carbonus are totally connected to the Torah. K'mashikasev mishikibel es haTorah. Who makriv hakarbanos? That's the lashon of the tanchuma. Whoever accepts the Torah, he's the one to bring the karbanos. Im kein inyan hamishkan moreh ki gidon miskashrin da I'm sorry. Gimel Dargan, Miskashen Dabada, that the Mishkan, it teaches us the three things that are all intertwined with each other. What are the three things that are intertwined with each other, that are connected to each other? Kudshabrichu, Oraisa, V'Yisrael. Hashem, Klal Yisrael, and the Torah, Valzeh Kavin Gidon, B'maisa V'Hanifloim. And this is what Gidon is having in mind. Amazing shot of the Baal HaTurim. We almost missed this. If not for Philip, we might have missed this, that he's being Ma'ora, not only the Torah, not only Matan Torah, but he's being Ma'ora the Mishkan. A friend I mentioned before, Rabbi Effie, he said also that the whole Shemos, the whole Sefer Shemos, is the relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as those Sefer Shemos, and it's kilu we have a wedding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's kilu we had the wedding, Matan Torah is the wedding, and the Mishkan is the Yichud Room. The Mishkan is the Yichud Room. That's being miyached with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Mishkan. That's the ultimate in the relationship. So this is what Gidon is being ma'orer here. Discuss also of the Mishkan and the Kalim. Amazing pshat. Shkoyach Philip. Okay. Now moving on again to Pasuk Yud Ches. Yud Ches. We did most of it yesterday, but we have a sugya we have to get into. We touched on it. V'takati b'shofar. This is Pasuk Yud Ches. V'takati b'shofar. Anochi v'chol asher iti uskatim b'shofaros gam atem sevivos kol amachas. So we learned the Pasuk is talking to two groups. The beginning of the Pasuk, v'takati b'shofar, is the group that's with Gidon, and that's shofar in the singular because they blew it all simultaneously. Synchronized exactly, that it sounded kilu was one shofar. And then the other groups of 100, the other two groups, they then, the second and third, they joined in. We said also they didn't go into Mamish, into the camp, they were just around the camp, surrounded the camp. And here's the big part of the Pasuk. V'amartem Lashem Vila Ula Gidon, right? So the Mefarshim said that this was one of the Tachbulos, the Malbim and the Abar Benel pointed out this was one of the Tachbulos, all the different strategies, tricks that Gidon was incorporating over here in order to scare the Midianim, in order they should think that they're coming with a massive army, even though they're only coming with 300 people. Everyone blew a shofar. Normally one blows from many. You have 300 shofars, they're thinking there's many people. You had the blowing up of the Kalim, the Lapidim inside these kadim, and they blew up the shock and awe treatment. V'chulu, according to the Malbim, there was 8 things altogether. According to the Abar Benel, there were 6 things altogether. But they both say that the last one was this, that you should scream out. He told his troops, he told the 300 men, V'amartem, you should say, Lashem Ula Gidon. You should scream out, Lashem Ula Gidon. Okay, so what's that all about? The pshat, again, the Abar Benel says that Gidon is going to awaken fear within them, since they knew who Gidon was. They also all heard about the dream. So Gidon is going to instill fear into the enemy. So that's why he's having them scream Gidon. And then we got into this issue, this question, which we're going to see now more be'iyun. Is there a problem of what's called shituf over here by combining together Lashem Ula Gidon. Lashem Ula Gidon. So where is the source of this? This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Samach Gimel, Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ilmale Vav Shebe Ha'alucha. Okay, so that's also a pasuk that's coming up soon. This is by the Chet Egel. It says, Vayomru Eile Elo Hecha Yisrael Asher He'elucha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. They said about the Egel that this is our God. This is our God. And the Lashon is Asher He'elucha with a Vav. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if not for that Vav, Nischaivu Rishayim Shel Yisrael Kalia. And this is Lashon Saginar. It says the Rishayim in Yisrael, but it means all of Klal Yisrael would have been wiped out. If not for this vav, what does this vav do? Rashi says, "Umali vav shebahalucha dahalo kafru ba'kadosh baruch hu legamri." by sticking a vav in there, so they're not totally kofer, they're not totally denying Hashem. Sha'rei shatfuhu b'davar acher. The word, the vav, makes it that it's now plural.
What's the vav?
The he'elucha in the vav.
Inside the word. Not,
yeah.
It's not a vav, a chibur.
We're correct, right? The vav inside the word, that makes it that it's a lashon rabim, right? So it's saying that not just the egel, but also Hashem. So they're combining, there's a shituf over here with Hashem and the egel. And Rabbi Yochanan said that vav saved Klal Yisrael. That vav saved Klal Yisrael.
How would it read without the vav?
I'm not sure it would read different, but it would be not a lashon rabim. Maybe I'm not sure. How would it be?
Ha'elcha.
It sounds the same.
Ha'elcha. I'm not sure. Okay, but this is the lashon of the Gemara, and then the Gemara says, "Wait a second, not so fast. This is a machlokas tanoim. Kitanoi. What you just said is actually a machlokas tanoim. Acherim omrim milmalei vav shemaluchan etzchayvur sheim shel Yisrael kalia. If not for that vav that turns it into shituf, so Klal Yisrael would be destroyed. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai v'alo kol ha'mishatev shem shemayim b'davar acher neker min olam. What do you mean, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says? You're saying it's a good thing, shituf. You're saying shituf save them? Shituf is the worst thing, Pashtus, is what he means. There's only Hashem. Ain't od milvado, nothing else. Elamata medlomer asher ha'elucha she'ivu elohus harbe. It doesn't mean that they were mishativ with Hashem. No, it means that they have many gods. Not just this ego, but they're now worshipping many gods. Okay, so that's a machlokas, whether shituf made it better, or pashtus, whether shituf made it worse. That's how the Ramah explains. Let's see the Ramah. He brings here the Ramah. He's the main, one of the main mefarshim, one of the main mishonim on Sanhedrin. You learn it with the Ramah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Emalei Vav Ramah. Yeah.
Who was that?
He was a Rishon. We have him on Sanhedrin, maybe also Baba Basra. We have him on a few Masechtas, but he's one of the. There's not so many Rishonim on Sanhedrin. I don't think we have a Rashba or Ritva. A lot of the Rishonim we don't have on Sanhedrin. We have the Ramah.
It says the Elu.
Yeah.
Is that referring to the?
Where does it say Elu? Where does it say Eile? Vayomru Eile Elokecha Yisrael Asher Ha'elucha Me'aretz Mitzrayim.
Eile means, is Rabim or Yochid?
Eile Elokecha Yisrael. What's Eile?
Eile meaning
these. Eile Elokecha Yisrael Asher. You're saying the Eile is already pro? I don't know. I have to be mine in that. I'm not sure.
I read the pasuk.
Okay. The Ramah says the mashma lashon rabim vav shebalucha the mashma lashon rabim lomer shelo kafru b'makom legamri. So to show that they weren't kofer, they didn't deny Hashem totally. Ela shetfu em avodah zarah she'asu nischayvu soneim shel Yisrael klila. Clear. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai pligi aleha v'kamar d'shtufei shem shemayim v'davacher tvei chomer. That would be worse if it was shituf. Miman d'kavar v'shem shemayim l'gamri. Adkan. So that's how the Ramah understands the Gemara, that the machlokes is whether shituf is better or worse. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan says it's better. They were mishativ is better. Rabbi Yochanan says it's worse. It's worse to be mishativ.
And Rabbi Pascha?
We'll see. Avo Rabbeinu Yonah Kosav Kol HaMishatev Shem Shemayim B'davar Acher Neker Min HaOlam Lav LeMeimer De Mishatev Shem Shemayim B'davar Acher Garua Mimash Einu Mishatev. He's not coming to say that it's worse. Ela She'oved Avodah Zarah Bilvad. He's coming to say that that's considered Avodah Zarah. That's also Avodah Zarah. Da'ak Siv, Yosifu B'nei Yisrael, Lassos HaRab, Eni Hashem. Ve'aminu Mimash V'shenema V'yazvu, Eni Yodea, Shalovdu, Shafilu Ka'umos O'ilam Eni Osin. De'gabi Kusim K'siv, Es Hashem, Hayu Yireim, Es Elo, Heyhem, Hayu Ovdim. Avi Yisrael, Lo, Hayu Osin Kein, Emali, De Tfei Chomor, Eino Oved, Meha Mishatev. Right? He's not saying that it's worse. He's just saying that being Meshatef is also Elohikam, call him Meshatef Shem Shemaim, Vedavar Acher, Nekam, and Olam, Velo, you need Salam Bekach. They're not saved from the fact that they were Meshatef. That's also Avod Zarah. That's what he's coming to say. I ain't Shem. V'chein Kasav Amasha. For sure, to be totally kofar in Hashem is worse. Ella, the Rabbi Shimon kamar the chol meshatev shem shemayim v'davar acher dahainu hamamin b'shnios na michayev kliya v'nekam in olam. That's also avodah zarah, deserving of death. That's what. So don't say Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is saying. Don't say the fact that they were meshatev saved them. Didn't save them, because that's also avodah zarah. You can't say that's the pshat. That's the machlokas, but not that whether shituf is better or worse. That's not the machlokas. Okay, so it's a machlokas exactly what the machlokas is. Okay, machlokas exactly what the machlokas is. But now, turning to us. Okay, so is this a problem of shituf? Is this a problem of shituf? The fact that we're combining in our pasuk Lashem v'lagidon, which I was so thrown off because. The Mepharshim kept saying Cherev Lashem Lagidon. Cherev Lashem Lagidon. Our pasuk doesn't say Cherev Lashem Lagidon, but you just have to look two psukim later. Okay, at the end of pasuk Chaf, it says it like that. Vayikru Cherev Lashem Ulagidon. And we actually pointed out that according to Rashi, it really should have said Cherev in this pasuk. Just that's one of the drachim that it leaves out words. It's makatzer things at points. Okay, but anyway, is this a problem of shituf over here? The fact that it says Lashem v'lagidon, we're combining Hashem and Gidon together. Seemingly, is that a problem of shituf?
Well, we dealt with this really yesterday.
We said some shatim yesterday, right? What did you say?
It doesn't seem to be the same on the same level as the shituf with the cheta egel. That was all a specific object of avodah or avodah zar. Here, Gidon is not a subject or an object of avodah. It's just one of the tachbulim that let's instill fear by saying Gidon. But they're not worshiping him. They're not intending.
They don't have that in mind at all. They don't have that in mind.
They don't have a candidate to compete with Hashem. So you say Hashem. You say God and country.
God, country, and the B-52s.
Okay. Very good. So what you seem to be saying is the Pshat and Tosfos. You seem to be saying what Tosfos is saying. This is the Tosfos there on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And Tosfos says, Kol ha-meshatev shem shamayim, lo dami. It's not similar. You can't say shituf is what it says in our pasuk and in pasuk chaf lashem lagidon v'chein dibarnu b'ashem u'becha. It's a pasuk in Mamidbar to lo aser ella b'midi de'elokus. V'chein tirit hatosa rosh v'hosif lo dami laha daminan b'perek. Okay, we'll see this soon. So they're saying, when is it a problem of shituf if you're combining Hashem with other gods? That's an issue of shituf. What they were doing by the cheto egel, the egel and Hashem, that's shituf. But to have Hashem and Gidon, it's not even in the same parasha. That's how Tosfos seems to learn. That's how Tosfos seems to learn. Okay, Tosfos and the Tosfos Rosh learn like this. Yeah. Sama Gimel in Sanhedrin. Sama Gimel Amanav in Sanhedrin. Oh, so they asked that too. Excellent. Excellent. So very good. He brings now a Sefer Chamra V'Chaye. Chamra V'Chaye, I don't know who that is. And he says, this is the Lashon, Delo Ratzu Atos L'Taritz Ahi De Gidon. He didn't. Tosfos could have given another teretz, he says, which he didn't do. What teretz didn't he give? He could have said the shani hacha b'kra de'el elokecha de b'milas elokecha tzarech lomer he'alucha shitfu shem shemayim v'davar acher. Aval hasan b'gidon kvar hiskarnu shem shemayim levad v'shem gidon levad. He's saying in the pasuk by the egel, it's within the same word. He'alucha is combining the Egel and Hashem within the same word. Here it's separate words. It's Lashem v'lagidon. Obviously, he says, though Tosfos hold, that would be Shituf, right? The fact that it's in two words doesn't make it not Shituf. That would be Shituf. Same thing, that it doesn't help the fact that it's two words. That doesn't help. The fact, what helps, you have to say, is the fact that Gidon is not a god. Gidon is not a god, and it's only with Elohus to bring in other gods, that would be a problem. Then he says, Vein lahakshos miyad deksiv ha'imino b'ashem moshavdo. The Pasha Dain says, Shituf shem shemayim v'dover acher, mishum deksiv avdo, v'hayinu delo ha'imino b'moshe, elo mishum dehu ever Hashem, v'chein kasa b'sefer Sanhedri Ketana, also says that same shot.
That's just a diuk from what Tosfos didn't say.
Exactly. Yeah,
sure.
Right. What did he say?
Rashi and the Mepharshim say that.
Say what?
They said that the cherub, the Yeshua from the cherub was from Hashem, and the victory.
And the Nitzachim, right? So that's what we said yesterday, right? They're saying two separate things. They're saying that the Yeshua is from Hashem, the Nitzachim was from Gedon. Two separate things. We said that. There's another sugya in Shas. There's another sugya in Shas in Sukkah. Sukkah, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph in Sukkah says, "Bishas Petirasa." This is talking about the mitzvah of Arava. And when they finished the mitzvah of Arava, what did they say? So Rabbi Lezer Omer, Lecha ulecha mizbeach. Lecha ulecha mizbeach. What's lecha? That's Hashem. Lecha ulecha mizbeach. Lecha ulecha mizbeach. Okay? That's, it was two opinions what they said. That was according to Rebbe Lazar. Frak the Gemara and Daf Memhei on the Beis and Sukkah. I v'akam mishtatev shem shemayim v'davar acher. V'tanyakom mishtatev shem shemayim v'davar acher nekar min olam. Shenemar bilti Lashem levado. Yeah. So what does that sound like? By the way, that's not, is Mizbeach a god?
I don't know.
Mizbeach's not a god.
It's a clue.
Right. So it sounds like from the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara has a problem, not like Tosfos. Not only if it's another Elokus, right, but to be Mishatev anything. It sounds like. So the Gemara there answers. It doesn't say what Tosfos says. Achikamar Lashem. Anachnu modim. This is what you mean, right? When it says lecha ulecha mizbeach, yeah, it means Lashem anachnu modim ulecha anu mishabchim. Hashem, we're thanking, and you, the mizbeach, will be mishabeach. And you say it twice. So the second time it means Lashem anachnu mevarchim ulecha anu mekalsim. Right, Hashem, we're giving bracha, and to you, Mizbeach, we're praising you. Pirish Lashem leka anu modim. Rashi says shehu elokeinu. Right, we're modeh shehu elokeinu. Ulechana meshabchim shata chaviv lefanav lechaper aleinu modim lav loshen hod ela loshen toda shanu modim bo velo kofrim. We're thanking you, and we're not being kofir. That's Rashi. Is because? Yeah, we mentioned that, correct. We mentioned that, right. Right, Arbanel says that. That's from the Abarbanel. Abarbanel says that it was to scare them. Okay, so what's Pshat in the Gemara? Did they actually say the way the Gemara explained, when the Gemara says Ahachi Kamar, right? The Gemara says this is what they said to Hashem: you were moded to, and the Mizbeach were Shabeach to. Did they actually say that, or is that what they meant? Because the lashon of the Mishnah was just Leka Ulecha Mizbeach. That's what the Mishnah says, and then the Gemara says, "Aye, that Shituf. No, Ahachi Kamar, that to Hashem and Achnu Modim, and to the Mizbeach we're Meshapim." So did they say that? So he says it's Mashal Kavana. The Kavana of the Gemara is the Mutter Lo Mekaloshen HaMishnah. You could say the way the Mishnah says it, Lecha Ulecha Mizbeach, Kivan the Yecholim Lefaresh Loshen Zeh, the Kavana Lekanu Modim Lekanu Meshapim. So you don't have to actually say it that way, as long as you could explain it that way, so it's not going to be a problem of Shituf. El Kavana Tzagamara Da Mishnah Nakta Loshen Kitzara Avalamaisa tsrichim lomer haloshen lecha anachnu modem ulecha anu mishabchim. But he says that's not the pshat. The pshat is that you actually have to say it. Don't referish loshen al Hashem. I'm sorry. Referish loshen echor al Hashem, loshen acher al mizbeach. Lecha anachnu modem ulecha anu mishabchim. Kein he referish Rabbeinu Chananel. Vezel Lashono. That's how the Rabbeinu Chananel learns. Vezel Lashono Hada Amar Lecha Ulecha Mizbeach. That's Aser. To say it like that is Aser. Shenimsa Mishatev Shem Shemayim Mizbeach. Even though you could explain it another way, doesn't help you. The fact that you said it that way, that's a problem. Elekacha you omrim Lecha Anu Moidim Ulecha Mizbeach Anu Mishabchim. Arkan Vechem Mavur Gamba Meiri. Vezelashono, Rabbi, the first man there says, Yofi lecha, Hashem lecha mizbeach. Vikshabigimana, Pirishikacha you omrim, lecha anumodim lecha mishab. So now where are we holding? Now, so if they're learning the Gemara that way, that you have to actually say, lecha to you Hashem, we're modim, and to mizbeach we're mishab. You have to actually say that. If you just say, lecha ulecha mizbeach, that would be shita. And this is not with other gods. This is the Mizbeach. And it's even if you could explain it another way, it's a problem.
Why do you praise a Mizbeach? Is it an inanimate object? What's the whole idea of Mekalsim Mizbeach? Unless you invest it with something that is beyond what an object has.
So, yeah.
Like it has a koyach in itself.
And what's the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do the first three makos? Right? Why didn't he do the first three makos? Why didn't he do makos dam and
Akar
Satov, the inanimate objects? You can have a Akar Satov. What are you having a Akar Satov, the inanimate objects?
You mean a midos you should thank.
I think that's the pshat, it's Inyan of Midos, just like by Moshe Rabbeinu. Uh-huh. Anyway, the Kasav Aruch Haner, that Tosfos in Sanhedrin says it's only Binyan Elokus. V'avta Mishabchin hu gam kein Inyan Elokus, mikol mokum kivan delefi pirusho, eino be'inyan echad mashom lakadosh baruch hu mizbeach lo mikri mishtatef. V'adiksiv yorei Hashem b'ni u'melech v'arei hishve Hashem u'melech inyan yira yesh lomar delekach be'emes hifzik b'tevas b'ni leman chalek ben yira le'yira ayin sham. So you have to have something in between. Old Nisora Horachoner, the Ma Parchina Begamar of Amashatu Shem Shemayim Vidabracher, Hamashma Sanhedrin to Pligi Tanoi Beze. It's Mashma in Sanhedrin, this is Machlokas Tanoim. The Gemara in Sukkah is asking the Dabra Pashit. It's Shituf, how could you say Lekal, Lecham is Beyach, it's Shituf, but in our Gemara, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it was Machlokas, Da'achayim Shama Umali Vav Shebeluchalosir Leish Isr Lashatev Shem Shemayim Vidabracher. Right? The first opinion was that it was good, it was okay. The imkain ma parachacha dilma Rabbi Lazar sri leishamu leka ulecha right leka ulecha mizbeach sri leka cherim. Maybe he holds like that man the Amr that cheetah's not a problem. Vilu Rabbi Shimayi Chai shama the chalam hashavti shen shemayim v'davrach nekam and om sri leka tana kama da acha shul amu rak yofi lecha mizbeach. They only say yofi lecha mizbeach. Fine. That is the Aruch Haner's kasha. Vayein shaylus and shuvas beis Yaakov. Denishal al divras be'ah. Okay, so here we come now, more into the issue. Okay, there used to be a minhag, it seems, a widespread minhag. There used to be a widespread minhag that when someone would do a tova for someone else, or the opposite, or someone did a tova for someone else, so they would say, me and Hashem are going to do this thing for you. Or you would thank the person, I thank you and Hashem for doing that thing. That was the minhag. Dearest Nehelish Megilin Sha'adam Omer Lechaveru Ani Ayah Bazrecha Vakarish Baruch Hu Tchila. They would say, Hashem and I are going to help you. So is that minhag, that was a widespread minhag, is that an issue of shituf? The cost of shepashit she'ein bazeh shum iser. He says, the Beis Yaakov, there's no iser in this. Why? Deloshen zeh mispashet befiha olam she'om HaKadosh Baruch Hu techila. This is already widespread, that you say Hashem first. Mishum ha'dichsiv. And where do they get that from, this minhag? Why is this an okay minhag? No, dichsiv cherev l'Hashem v'lagidon. Vehikdim Hashem l'gidon. You see from our pasuk in Shoftim pasuchaf, it says it right here. V'zei no iser. It's not an iser. D'lo amri mishatev shem shemayim ela v'davashu elokus. Like Tosfos says in Sanhedrin, it's only a problem of elokus. K'mashi katzav Tosfos Sanhedrin imkain ein iser b'masha omer mani ba'azrecha v'akadosh baruch hu techila d'zei no midi delokus u'meseches sukkah. Right, lekhan achnu modem, lekhan achnu meshapchem. Pirush Rashi shata chaviv lefan of lechaper aleinu. V'im kain kushlos yesh l'taretz kain. Da'achi kamar cherav l'Hashem l'gidon shechaviv nei Hakadosh Baruch Hu lasos teshua al yado. V'chein yesh lama masha amru debarnu b'Hashem uvicha shata chaviv lefan of ain't tzarich lefarish kamo shekasu atos v'zanhedrin. D'vos shalamidi lelkos. You don't have to say even that. V'zeh pashit miu mashikas of Rashi ha'amodim lav loshin hoda. Okay, so basically. He's learning that when the Gemara in Sukkah says the answer is that they didn't say leka leka ulecha. What was the lashon again? Leka ulecha mizbeach, right? So we said it was a machlokas whether you actually had to say those words. Meaning, in order for it not to be a problem, do you actually have to say out, Hashem, you were thanking, and the Mizbeach were praising. Do you actually have to say that, or is it enough that it could mean that? So he's learning, this Beis Yaakov, that it's enough that it could mean that. Meaning, as long as you could interpret it another way, which a lot of the Mefarshim said here on our sugya, right? What does it mean? It means that the Cherev is to Hashem. And the victory was given to Gidon, not combining Hashem and Gidon in the same thing, but it's saying two separate things. As long as you could interpret it that way, so that's okay. That's okay. That's how the Beis Yaakov learns, and therefore the Beis Yaakov says that this minhag is not a problem. What people say, how people talked, how people wrote, and they would say, right, me and Hashem, or Hashem and I helped you, or will help you, whatever, is not an issue. Yeah.
Rabbeinu Tam says Goy is not Muzrin Shittuv. Okay. Now, the question is, would the Yidden at this point in the by the Eglazav, would they already Muzrin Shittuv, or would they have to wait till the full Matan Torah?
I don't know. That's a good question. not exactly our sugya by here. I don't know. But coming back here.
What's the basis of Rabbeinu
Tam? Yeah. I don't know. Coming back, I don't know. It's a good shaila. I was trying to stay away from that whole sugya because that's not really our sugya. But coming back to, okay, so until now we said, and this is the Beis Yaakov says, everything's okay. Yeah? You can interpret it another way. It's fine. It's not a lokus. It's right. It's only in Yenelokos, so it's not a problem. However, there's a maral. The maral is in Chedushei Agados, maral mi Prag on Sanhedrin. Hamishatev Shem Shemayim v'Davar Acher. Pirish ki ein mitzius. Why is it an issue to do such a thing? Ki ein mitzius la'alul im ha'ala. Meaning there is no mitzius even with that which was created. Together with the Creator. You can't put in the same sentence things that were created by the one who created it. Right? Since the Alul has no even mitzius existence without the Allah. So if you combine those two things when they have no combination, to combine anything with Hashem, to say anything in the same sentence with Hashem is kfira, because there is nothing, there's no mitzias without Hashem. So therefore, anyone who does that, nekar v'neder min ha'olam, anyone who's mishatef anything with Hashem should be uprooted from the world. Ki ha'olo b'madrega sa'olo nedar v'eino nimsa. You can't have such a thing to put the olo with the Allah, to put the created with the Creator. You can't put those two things together. U'kemo sh'amra ha'kosev lo yirani adam v'chai. No one could see me and live. You can't be with Hashem. Klomer she mitzios v'chios ha'olo im ha'olo. V'ha dechsev. Cherev Lashem Ula Gidon. Aye, so how could you say that? That's a problem, because according to the morale, anything to be Meshadi with Hashem is a problem. Hasam Lohavi Shituf, Devada Ilu Kasev Lashem Ula Gidon Cherev Hayezeh Shituf. Aval Cherev Lashem Vila Gidon Pirish Acherev Lashem. He says Tosfos say that just with Elokos is a problem, but other things it's not. Davar ze ainu klal. Can't say such a thing. The Maral says. But chol davar shayech shituf af bedavar sheainu Elokos. So it's a problem with anything. To combine anything with Hashem, the Maral says, is an issue. And Gidon's not a problem because it says Cherev Lashem, Kama Ula Gidon. Right? It's saying two separate things, which is a little bit of a problem because that's not what it says in our pasuk. That's what it says in pasuk Chaf. But in our pasuk, it says Vamartim Lashem Ula Gidon. It doesn't say Cherev Lashem Ula Gidon. So I'm not sure how to answer that. That's rare. More than that, he brings here the tshuvas, the shas and tshuvas, Divrei Yatziv. Who's the Divrei Yatziv? The Klausenberger Rebbe. The Klausenberger Rebbe says in a tshuva, he brings from the Sefer B'nai Yisoschar. And the B'nai Yisoschar is found in Maimer to Chodesh Tishrei, the Maimer Yud Aleph, Os Yud Beis, in Haggah. In Haggah, in a note. And he brings there in the Maseches Sukkah, Isa b'shas b'tiras and ma'u omer. What would they say? This whole sugya v'akam b'shatim shem shemayim v'davar acha, like we saw, shemikan tochachas megulahu shelo lomer kemo shenagin ha'olam lomer lemisha asalo tova amar lo dashem izbarach va'ata asuli tova azos v'nei saskar shet. From here, from the Gemara in Sukkah, you learn that it's a major problem. That minhag that people have, that they say, me and Hashem. You can't say that. V'zeh asur davi mishatev shem shemayim v'davar acharayim sham. V'chei muchrach me'gemara in Sukkah da isru mitzad hashva da eved lekono. You can't combine the two. V'nivra lebore, right? Like the Maral explained, you can't combine the Eved to its master, the created to the creator. Bodov shevach, the bezeh who have a shituf. That's mishatev to do that. Umasha, and the other sefer I has, he brought that there was a letter. The Klausenberger Rebbe wrote that he saw a letter came to him from Bnei Brak, and they said this lashon, and he was so upset that how could they say in Bnei Brak, how could they write down this lashon? Umasha nem b'shoftim. Cherev Lashem Ula Gidon. I saw what it says in Shotim Cherev Lashem Ula Gidon. That's a problem now. That's a big problem. Shituf. Yeshlomer Labnei Yisoskar Dehasim Shani. Deim, listen to the diak of the Klausenberger Rebbe. Deim Hayushituf Az Halamid De Lashem Hayanimshach Gam Legidon. If it was Shituf, so it would have said Lashem v'gidon. It would have said Lashem v'gidon. The fact that Avilei Lomer Lashem v'gidon va'oz hayim b'zeh mishum hashva, and that would have been a problem of shituf. V'imkein da'kavona shetshua hacherev ba me'ashem l'gidon u'kimashe kosev atargam u'mesudasam. But because it says it with the lamid Lashem v'la gidon la, that lamid saved the day. The lamid saved the day. The lamid made it that it's not shituf, and that would answer also for that would answer all the kashas, right? That would answer from the that even if you say that the Gemara in Sukkah is saying it's a problem, it's not enough that you could explain it a different way. You have to actually separate it in your dibur. So it was separated in the dibur because it's Lashem v'la gidon. It's not Lashem v'gidon. It's not saying Hashem v'gidon, but to say Hashem v'gidon would have been a problem.
So it's good that it's two words before we say.
It's good that it's two words. Yes,
say,
definitely
it does help.
Right. Ein hachanami. No, well, two words also wouldn't. Two words would be a problem too. If it was Lashem v'Gidon, it would be a problem.
So
even two words is a problem. The fact that it says v'la Gidon, so that's the lamed. That's the lamed. V'imtain, right? You see the importance of every letter, every single letter. Yeah, that's what we learn here in the shir. Every single letter. All right. Da kavana cherev Lashem v'Gidon ani shehochin lemulchama avor kavod Hashem. Ukavod Gidon, Ukumon Nakem Nikmas B'nei Yisrael, Losis Nakam Hashem, Rashi Pashas Chukas, Kasav Yishach Yisrael, Malachim, Malachim Acher Tola Ashlichus B'Moshe, Shemoshe, Hu Yisrael, Yisrael Hu Moshe. Fine. That is the Klausenberger Rebbe, and that answers all of the Kashas.
Okay, so
Gidon was a Rebbe.